Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? How can I forget? No, never. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We can never forget, God, what you have done for us. When we look back over our lives and we think things over, God, we can declare boldly that all of our good days outweigh our bad days. And so we can't forget how you made a way for us. We can't forget how you brought us out. We can never forget how you saved our souls. We can never forget how you made us whole. We can never forget how you kept us from danger, seen and unseen. We should never be able to forget how you sacrificed your life and gave of yourself so that we might have life and that more abundantly. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your blood that was shed. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to have eternal life with our Father. Thank you, God. And I said an opportunity, God, because it is a choice. It's a choice that we must choose whether we plan to serve you, whether we're going to serve you, or we're going to serve man. And today, I choose to serve you. This day, God, just as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We don't want to serve the gods that were on the other side of the flood. We don't want to serve the gods that we may have used to serve before we got saved. We don't want to serve the gods that any other body else worships. But we want to worship the God Almighty that we know alone. You are the only true and living God. You are the great I am. You are a strong tower. You are everything that we need and more. And so all of my worship, all of my praise, all of the glory, God, it belongs to you. My hallelujah, it belongs to you. My thank you, Jesus, it belongs to you. My glory, God, it belongs to you. All the praises that I can muster, God, all the praises that I can speak or declare, all of the actions I can do to submit to you, Lord, it belongs to you. Oh, God, because you're so worthy of praise, and so I'll never forget. I'll never forget how you saved my soul. I'll never forget, oh, God, how you kept me. Oh, God, I'll never forget. And I thank you, oh, God, for the ability to remember the great and wonderful things that you have done. God, help me to share those great things with my children. You told the children of Israel to write the good things that you have done on the tablets, on the eyelids of their children. Put it on notes so that they'll see it on their arms or on their hands, God. Help us, oh God, today to train up our children in the way that they should go so that when they grow older, they won't forget what you have done for their parents and that they won't forget that since you did it for us,
Lord, you're willing to do it for them as well. You're the God of our fathers. You're the God of our children. You're the God of everyone, God. And so we want to let them know, oh, God, so that when they go, they won't depart from you, but they won't stray. Oh, God. Learn away from you. They won't forsake you, Lord, but on their own time and in their own power, that they are drawn up, that they will build a relationship with you that will be able to keep them throughout their lifetime. Help us, Lord, today, because our children are going astray. We pray for them, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will protect them. Protect them from the many attacks of the enemy who just comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's made leverage in the school's house today. God, I'm trying to get the right word so I can declare what I need to happen. Lord, he's made inroads. That's what I was looking for in our schools today. Not only are they teaching sex education at a younger level in elementary school, Lord, but they're also attempting to teach them that homosexuality is right, that same-sex marriage is right, Lord. Oh, God, that they can live promiscuously, God, and in sin, Lord, and it's okay. But, Lord, that's not what you told us, Lord. You didn't tell us that it was okay, oh, God, for man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. You didn't tell us that it was okay to have premarital sex, God, outside of marriage, Lord. You didn't say those things were right. But, Lord, we must let them know what's right and what's wrong and not allow the world to train up our children, not allow the world to dictate what the Word of God says, not allow the world to be the example, Lord, but for us to be the role models and for us to be the examples of what holiness is. So, God, as we teach our children, help us to stand even now, God, as they are looking towards their adults. God, they are looking towards their parents for examples of holiness. Oh, God, make us holy, Lord. Make us acceptable, God. Make us lights, Lord, so that we may shine in this dark and dreary world, Lord, that we may shine before our children, God, that they may know that you are true and that you are the true and living God. Help us, Lord, today. Stand during these evil times. We need your help, God, today. So we ask for protection for our children, Lord, today. Cover them in your blood. Oh, God, watch over them even right now in the name of Jesus. They are under tremendous attack because the enemy knows he can get them before they reach their promise or that before they reach the understanding of the capabilities and the power that they have in you. Oh, Lord, he can destroy them before they become victorious. He can destroy them before they become aware of your greatness. He can destroy them before they get going and steadfast and undergirded in you. So, God, cover them even right now, Lord. Protect them and cover them in your blood right now. Oh, God, keep them from danger, seen and unseen, like you did, oh, God, during my time. I know my mother prayed for us, God. She prayed, oh, God, that we would be safe as we traveled long distances to go to school. I know our children today have it much easier to get rides when the school is next door, Lord. But, God, we want you to protect them, God. Our prayers have not changed. God, our aspirations, God, and our desires, they have not changed for our children. God, we want you to grow them up and grow them up strong, God. We want you to build them up, oh, God, and make them strong in you, to have a strong foundation in you. Oh, God, to have a strong assurance in you, Lord. So hide your word in their hearts, Lord, today, God, that they might not sin against thee, that they may know you more intimately, God, that they may know you in the pardon of their sins, that they may have a personal relationship with you, and that they may submit to the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. He is a keeper. Yes, even to those that are young, God. He is that way maker, God. Yes, even to those that are young, God. You are not a respecter of person. God, you told Paul told Timothy, don't be fearful of being young. Don't let people put you down for being young. And he asks you to stir up the gifts in him. God, stir up the gifts in our children, Lord, today. The gifts that you have placed in them, God. They have a great anointing. They're not the church of tomorrow, but they are the church of today. And God, we need them to be bold and steadfast today. Oh, God, at 6 and at 8 and that 12 and that 15 and that 18 and that 22. Oh, God, all the way up. God, we need them to be bold and strong witnesses for you so they can lead a generation that is a me generation. They can lead a generation to Christ. Oh, God, that is a selfish generation. That they can lead a generation that is a show me generation back to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, how the wicked, God, is running amok amongst our young children. But there are still, God, light in those ages, in this generation, God. There are still examples of holiness, even yet in this generation. All of our children have not been led astray. And so we thank you for that, God, today. And we pray that you continue to shine up and prop up more. Build up more, stir up more, not prop up, God, but stir up more. Oh, God, amongst our young people, to give them the boldness to let the light so shine. Before men, they may see their good works, but give glory to our God and our Father. The same prayer, God, that I pray for each and every adult. Lord, we pray for our young people today. Help them to walk in boldness. Help them to walk in authority. Give them the ability to be able to move forward, the power to move forward. Help them to understand, Lord, that the power that you have for them is limitless. God, if they get to know you in the pardon of their sins at an early age, Lord, they can be unstoppable. Nothing will be able to stop them, God, from obtaining the great mission and the great purpose and the great plans that you have for each and every one of their lives, Lord. Help them to open, God, open their eyes that they might see, that they might behold your greatness, your beauty, the wonderful love, oh God, that you have, the wonderful things that you have in store for them. Many of them feel that they're missing out by giving their life over to Christ. Lord, but they will be gaining the whole world. Help us to get them to understand that, God, it's better to be with you than to be with those that are against him, God, against you, Lord. It's better to be on your side than to be on the enemy's side, God. It's better, oh God, in every area of their life. God, they can reach capacities, Lord, that we have never even fathomed or could ever think of, because they've chosen to choose you at an early age. Test the mind. Test the devil out of the minds of our children. Test the devil out of the wheels of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and allow them to surrender to you. Give them another chance, Lord. Many have fallen outside of your will, God. Give them another chance. Lord, many of them have fallen short of your glory, have made foolish mistake after foolish mistake. Even though we have prayed for them, even though we have given them instruction, God, for some reason, some of our children, God, want to go do things the hard way. Lord, just as you have given us another chance, give them another chance, Lord, today. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Thank you that your mercies are new every single morning. And they don't just fall upon me, but they fall upon my children, and they fall upon our children's children as well, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you, God, today. So we pray for our children, and we also pray for this nation, God, who continues to make, God, strange decisions after strange decisions. But we ask, God, today that you have mercy on America, Lord, today. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy on us. God, do not destroy the nation, Lord. We have fallen outside of your will, God. We have fallen after following pagans instead of trusting in you, instead of believing in you, God. Have mercy on this country, Lord, today. We pray for the president-elect right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will save, deliver, and set free in his life, God, and in the life of his cabinet, Lord, and in the life of all of his appointments, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, God, that someone might be saved, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and that your people, which have been called by your name, would humble themselves and pray, God. There's no time to protest. There's no time to complain. It's time to pray. For men ought to always pray. If this is not an impetus to begin praying, God, I don't know what it is, Lord. And so give us to pray, God, for our nation. Give us to pray for leaders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not just in our churches, but leaders in our nation, Lord. Give us to pray for leaders on our job, God. Give us to pray for leaders in our homes, God. Give us to pray, Lord, today, and not just pray for ourselves, but pray for others, esteeming others more highly than ourselves, putting others before our own thoughts and our own desires and our own needs. God, I must admit that my needs are great, God. The things that I'm looking for you to do, the breakthroughs I need for you to do are great. But, Lord, I want you to break through in others' lives as well. I call out the name of the young lady, Monique. I don't know her last name, Lord, but we were informed yesterday that she lost her sister. Oh, God, the young lady has been through many tragic events in her lifetime, God, but you are a keeper. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not only are you a keeper, you are a mind regulator. Not only, God, are you a mind regulator, God, you are a healer, a strong tower. The wheel in the middle of the wheel, God, you are the rock of our salvation. So encourage your family, Lord, today during their time of bereavement. Give them strength. Give them hope, God, and help them, God. Direct them, guide them, Lord, to turn to you. God, you are the answer for the world today. You are the answer for every problem, every issue, every circumstance that the world can throw our way. You are the answer because you are the great I am. You're everything that we need and more. And so, God, we pray that someone will remind them, God, as we talk to the young lady, that we'll remind her that it's nobody but you that can keep them and that you know what's best. You allow things to occur, God, because you are in control. We may not all agree with the president-elect of God, but you are in control. Our faith is not in him. Our hope is not in him, but our faith and hope is in you because you never change. You've been the same yesterday. You've been the same today, and you'll be the same forevermore. You are a rock, a strong tower. You never waver. You are a God of your word. Your word, God, and you are a promise keeper. You will never leave me or nor ever forsake me. You have promised me that you will supply all of my needs. You have promised me, Lord, that nothing that is formed against me, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. God, you have promised in your word that I'm great because of him that dwells within me. Oh, God, you have promised us over and over again, oh, God, that you would provide for us, that you would take care of us, that you would keep us. And so, God, help us to hold on to your promises. And help us to share your promises with others as well, that they may know, God, that you are a Savior, that they may know that you are a way maker, that they may know, God, that you are everything that we believe that you are and more. God, words cannot even express how great you are. I can give you my hallelujah. I can give you my glory. I can give you words of adoration. But, God, you're so much more greater. You're so much more worthy. Oh, God, and you're worthy of praise even yet this day and right now. Thank you for those that have taken time out to tune into this prayer this morning. I pray, God, as I prayed in my prayer, that you would bless their children, bless their families, bless them on their jobs, bless them in their homes. God, bless them where they step. God, bless them where they go. Bless them what they say. Bless them, God, what they do. I speak blessings all over them today as we continue into our 31 days of prayer, day 20. God, we thank you for allowing us to reach these days thus far, and we thank you in advance for allowing us to accomplish our goal of 31 days of prayer. You are a great God, and each and every great day, you continue to do great and marvelous things. Thank you, Lord, today for blessing us to see this day. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Our scripture text this morning is coming from Matthew 28. 19 and 20, very familiar passage of scripture that reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen." God, it's because the Lord has called us to go, not to sit in our homes, not to sit in our comfort zones, not to sit in our isolated pockets, but to go where they are and teach them, wherever they may be. Teach all nations about the goodness of Jesus. I pray on you today that we don't go or that we don't witness according to color lines and according to our comfort zones, but that we would share the good news of Jesus with someone so that our churches may be filled, lives may be changed, we'll get the crowns, God, that God has in store for us, that we may be about our Father's business and fulfill the last words of Jesus that he gave to his apostle Matthew to declare unto his people. Let us obey God today and not obey man. And let our light shine so that someone might know that Jesus saves. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.